From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock here. August 30th. Day of day. 5 stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports. US Open predictions. The Sky Sports Tennis Panel picked their winners. The Sky Sports Tennis Panel has shared their predictions for the US Open, highlighting both favorites and dark horses. Tim Henman is backing Sasha Zverev, citing his aggressive play since winning the French Open, and Aryna Sabalenka, who he believes will find her best form at the Grand Slam. Ryan Harrison is confident in Novak Djokovic and Coco Gauff, noting their potential to shine despite recent challenges. Naomi Brody is excited about Arthur Fils and Iga Swiatek, while Naomi Cavada sees Carlos Alcaraz and Jessica Pegula as strong contenders. Jonathan Overend agrees with the buzz around Fils and Gauff, emphasizing their recent successes. The panel also mentions several dark horses, including Lerner Tein, Sorana Sirstia, and Francis Tiafoe, who could surprise everyone. With the tournament kicking off soon, it's shaping up to be an exciting event. The US Open starts on August 30, and you can catch all the action live on Sky Sports. Next, second, from BBC Sport Football. Flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. Want to challenge your football knowledge? Check out BBC Sport's daily quizzes. They've got 3 fun options for you. First up, the Who Am I game, where you guess the footballer with clues. The fewer guesses you make, the better your score. Then there's 5 and 5, where you need to name 5 correct answers in just 5 minutes. And don't miss the brain teaser, it's a tough one, giving you 5 lives to guess the answer before it's revealed. It's a great way to keep your football brain sharp. Up next, third, from Sky Sports. Norris, I can be forceful to get what I want at McLaren. Lando Norris has officially extended his contract with McLaren until at least 2030, solidifying his role within the team after claiming his first world championship in 2025. In a recent interview, he expressed how his experience has taught him to be more assertive in his position. He believes he can now be forceful in advocating for what he needs from the team, emphasizing that his role goes beyond just driving. Norris is in his 8th season with McLaren, holding the record for the most Grand Prix starts for the team. Despite a rocky start to the current season, recent upgrades have helped him secure victories in Hungary and the Netherlands, narrowing the gap to the championship leader. He draws parallels to last year's title race, noting that perseverance and teamwork are crucial for success. As the season progresses, Norris seems poised to lead the team, especially with the upcoming Italian Grand Prix at Monza on the horizon. And then, fourth, from Sky Sports. Today on Sky Sports Racing, British Raiders on show at Deauville. Today at Deauville, British horses are set to shine on Sky Sports Racing. In the Group 2 Grand Prix de Deauville, Al Aassie, the season 9-year-old, aims for glory under Tom Marquin. He's up against Aero Eagle, who's looking to bounce back after a recent disappointment, and the unbeaten Mazala, who's a serious contender after winning his last 2 races. In the Group 3 Prix de Mutry, British Raiders Into the Sky and Mitbahi are ready to clash. Into the Sky had a promising start to the season, but struggled at Royal Ascot. He's dropping in class and distance, so keep an eye on him. Mitbahi, a consistent performer, is coming off strong finishes and could be right in the mix. Over at Yarmouth, the highlight is the Bodhi Solutions Handicap. Hypnotized is on the rise after a near miss at Newbury and should be a strong contender. Adresha, a previous stakes winner, is also in the running, especially with her weight easing. It's shaping up to be an exciting day of racing. Next, fifth, from BBC Sport Rugby. A French mum, no good player dad, and Welsh tears. Stella Oren is riding high after being named to her first senior match A squad, bursting into tears when she received the news from Wales head coach Sean Lynn. The 20-year-old prop felt immense pride during her debut against the Barbarians, marking a significant milestone in her rugby journey. She's been working hard for this moment, and it truly means the world to her. As she looks ahead to the WXV Global Series, where Wales will face South Africa, USA, and Japan, Oren is patient and trusts her coaches and teammates. She's proud to represent Wales, a country that embraced her French mother. Her father, who played social rugby, is her biggest inspiration despite his modest playing background. He supports her wholeheartedly, attending every game and cheering her on. As Oren trains with the senior squad, she's grateful for the guidance from experienced players like Donna Rose and Gwen Crabb, who have helped her transition from age grade rugby. She finds it surreal to be among players she once admired from afar. Up next, 6, from BBC Sport Tennis. Sabalenka bids to rediscover form at intriguing US Open. Aryna Sabalenka is looking to regain her form as she heads into the US Open. Earlier this year, she achieved a remarkable sunshine double, winning both Indian Wells and Miami, which put her at the top of the WTA rankings. However, things took a downturn, and now she's holding on to her number one spot with a 17-7 record since that Miami victory. With 2,000 points to defend, the pressure is on, especially with Elena Rybakina closing in. Sabalenka's recent struggles have raised concerns about her mental game. She faced tough losses, including a surprising defeat to Sarah Bejlek in Cincinnati, where she lost a significant lead. Despite this, she remains optimistic, stating she's working hard to reset her mindset and come back stronger. As the tournament approaches, the competition is fierce. Rybakina could take over the top ranking without even needing to win a match, while Jessica Pegula and Coco Gauff are also in the mix, each with their own ambitions. The depth in the women's game is impressive, with several players capable of making a deep run. It's going to be an intriguing US Open, and all eyes will be on how Sabalenka performs under the spotlight. And then, 7th. From BBC Sport Football, newly promoted Elversberg stun Leverkusen in 5-goal thriller. Elversberg, the smallest town to host a Bundesliga club, pull off a remarkable upset against Bayer Leverkusen, winning 3-2 in a thrilling match. The newly promoted side showcased their resilience and skill, holding on to their lead despite a strong challenge from Leverkusen. This victory is a significant moment for Elversberg, a town with just 13,000 residents, making their achievement even more impressive. The atmosphere was electric as they celebrated this historic win at home. It's a reminder of how unpredictable football can be, and how the underdogs can surprise even the biggest teams. What a match! Next, 8th, from MMA Fighting. Glover Teixeira scores early knockdown, dominates Shogun Yu across 8 rounds to win decision. Glover Teixeira showed he still has the fire as he dominated Mauricio Shogun Yu over 8 rounds in their boxing match at Spaten Fight Night 3. Teixeira scored an early knockdown, landing a powerful punch that sent Yu out of the canvas. Though Yu managed to survive, he absorbed a lot of punishment throughout the fight. Teixeira was relentless, pushing Yu against the ropes and unleashing combinations, while Yu's attempts to counter were largely ineffective. As the rounds progressed, Teixeira maintained his aggression, landing stiff body shots and head punches. Yu found some success in the 5th round, but Teixeira quickly regained momentum, establishing a strong jab that kept Yua on the defensive. In the 7th, Teixeira unleashed a flurry of hard shots, but time ran out before he could secure a knockout. Despite both fighters being past their prime, they delivered an entertaining bout. Teixeira's performance suggests he's ready to keep competing, while Yua, who may be considering retirement, faced a tough decision after this fight. Up next, 9th, from PFT All Report. Saints will keep Spencer Rattler despite trade interest. The Saints waived fourth quarterback Hunter Deckers on Saturday, leaving Spencer Rattler and Zach Wilson behind Tyler Shough. The team received trade interest in Rattler, but plans to keep him, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN reports. If the Saints do indeed keep three quarterbacks on their roster, the question then becomes who will serve as the backup on game day. Rattler, a fifth-round pick in 2024, competed for the starting job a year ago and ended up starting the first 8 games of the season. And then, 10th. From PFT All, Unc GM. Michael Lombardi's lawyer calls ongoing investigation a witch hunt. Unc GM. Michael Lombardi remains on paid administrative leave while the school investigates him. Recently, his lawyer has complained about the duration of the probe. On Saturday, Tom Mars attacked the investigation in comments to David Ubben of The Athletic. If UNC had grounds to fire Michael for cause, they wouldn't need to conduct such a far-ranging, lengthy witch hunt, Mars told Ubben. They would have done so by now. I think the motive behind the investigation goes further than a $1.5 million buyout. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free.